brown window. "Status," he radioed. "Conscious," I wheezed. "Can you stand, or should I call for an assist?" Bob couldn't come in without killing me. I was lying in the airlock with a bad suit. But any of the 2,000 people inside the city could open the airlock from the other side and drag me in. No need. I got to my hands and knees, then to my feet. I steadied myself against the control panel and initiated the cleanse. High-pressure air jets blasted me from all angles. Gray lunar dust swirled in the airlock and got pulled into filtered vents along the wall. After the cleanse, the inner hatch door opened automatically. I stepped into the antechamber, resealed the inner hatch, and plopped down on a bench. Bob cycled through the airlock the normal way. No dramatic emergency tank, which now had to be replaced, by the way. Just the normal pumps and valves method. After his cleanse cycle, he joined me in the antechamber. I wordlessly helped Bob out of his helmet and gloves. You should never make someone desuit themselves. Sure, it's doable, but it's a pain in the ass. There's a tradition to these things. He returned the favor. Well, that sucked, I said as he lifted my helmet off. You almost died. He stepped out of his suit. You should have listened to my instructions. I wriggled out of my suit and looked at the back. I pointed to a jagged piece of metal that was once a valve. Blown valve. Just like I said, metal fatigue. He peered at the valve and nodded. Okay, you were right to refuse cross-connection, well done. But this still shouldn't have happened. Where the hell did you get that suit? I bought it used. Why would you buy a used suit? Because I couldn't afford a new one. I barely had enough money for a used one, and you assholes won't let me join the guild until I own a suit. You should have saved up for a new one. Bob Lewis is a former U.S. Marine with a no-bullshit attitude. More important, he's the EVA Guild's head trainer. He answers to the guild master. But Bob, and Bob alone, determines your suitability to become a member. And if you aren't a member, you aren't allowed to do solo EVAs or lead groups of tourists on the surface. That's how guilds work. Dicks. So, how'd I do? He snorted. Are you kidding me? You failed the exam, Jazz. You super duper failed. Why? I demanded. I did all the required maneuvers, accomplished all the tasks, and finished the obstacle course in under 7 minutes. And when a near-fatal problem occurred, I kept from endangering my partner and got safely back to town. He opened a locker and stacked his gloves and helmet inside. Your suit is your responsibility. It failed. That means you failed. How can you blame me for that leak? Everything was fine when we headed out. This is a results-oriented profession. The moon's a mean old bitch. She doesn't care why your suit fails. She just kills you when it does. You should have inspected your gear better. He hung the rest of his suit on its custom rack in the locker. Come on, Bob. Jazz, you almost died out there. How can I possibly give you a pass? He closed the locker and started to leave. You can retake the test in 6 months. I blocked his path. That's so ridiculous. Why do I have to put my life on hold because of some arbitrary guild rule? Pay more attention to equipment inspection. He stepped around me and out of the antechamber. And pay full price when you get that leak fixed. I watched him go, then slumped onto the bench. Fuck. I plodded through the maze of aluminum corridors to my home. At least it wasn't a long walk. The whole city is only half a kilometer across. I live in Artemis, the first, and so far only, city on the moon. It's made of 5 huge spheres called bubbles. They're half underground, so Artemis looks exactly like old sci-fi books said a moon city should look. A bunch of domes. You just can't see the parts that are below ground. Armstrong Bubble sits in the middle, surrounded by Aldrin, Conrad, Bean, and Shepard. The bubbles each connect to their neighbors via tunnels. I remember making a model of Artemis as an assignment in elementary school. Pretty simple. Just some balls and sticks. It took 10 minutes. It's pricey to get here and expensive as hell to live here. But a city can't just be rich tourists and eccentric billionaires. It needs working class people too. You don't expect Jay Worth-a-lot Rich Bastard III to clean his own toilet, do you? I'm one of the little people. I live in Conrad Down 15, a grungy area 15 floors underground in Conrad Bubble.